Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Used to be that you flew your flag because you had this patriotic feeling, and it didn't seem to really upset much of anyone, at least when I was growing up. That doesn't so much seem to be the case any longer. Mike Gonzalez, senior fellow in the Heritage's Allison Center for Foreign Policy and author of the book, The Plot to Change America, joins us to talk about Mara Gay, who was a New York Times MSNBC opinion writer that has a different perspective. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Newell. I'm very happy to be on with you. I was just in your state 2 weeks ago when I testified in Baton Rouge on the critical race theory bill. Very happy to be on with you.
Mike, and thank you so much for joining us. Every time I think I've heard it all, someone in this progressive media elite comes out with something that is 10 times more wacky than what I've heard before. And, you know, she recounts a visit to Long Island, you know, that real conservative bastion of America, you know, and start making all kinds of assumptions and allegations about people that have flags that are waving.
Yeah, I have to do a double take of that. I mean, I actually lived in Long Island for a time. One of my sons was born at Jewish Hospital in Manhasset, and I love that part of New York. I don't recall there being anything like that. And by the way, flying the flag, I mean, that's just loving your country. The French surely fly the French flag, and the Thais fly the Thai flag everywhere. They have pictures of their king everywhere. This is just demonstrating devotion to country, which we used to have and be able to talk about without having any hang-ups. And I must say that when she said that, the hostess of MSNBC just agreed with her. You know, Mika Brzezinski's father was national security advisor to President Carter. I hope he loved America and was doing everything he could to take care of America.
Yeah. I always had a lot of respect for him. I thought he was an incredibly bright man, very intuitive about a lot of things. Did I always agree with him politically? No. I was very young, obviously, during the Carter administration, but nonetheless was tuned in, and you're right. There was no pushback at all, specifically when she said that her feeling was that these folks were signaling, this is my country, not your country. I own this. I mean, I never thought that one was trying to send the message of owning anything by virtue of displaying the flag. My dad was a Korean War veteran. I remember for a long, long time, him waking up every morning, unfurling his little flag. We had a little, you know, thing on the post outside the house, and he went out and put the flag out there.
Yeah, I must say, you know, she found the flag flying disturbing. I find her comments disturbing. Not that I'm triggered or anything, or, you know, or that I want her to be canceled because I'm an adult. You know, I don't know where she got that notion that any race or any group of people own the flag. No, 330 million people who call themselves Americans own the flag. And many of them like it. Many of them fly it for patriotic reasons. Many of them fly it because it represents liberty. It represents the fact that we overcame segregation during the Civil Rights era, that we overcame slavery. People fought under that flag to free the slaves. People fought under that flag to defeat fascism. You know, it represents goodness. And it used to be that when I was a kid, the American flag represented goodness. And what we're doing, listen, Neil, what we're doing to ourselves in teaching this hatred of America, it's cultural suicide. No country can long survive when you teach to feel a grievance against your country. We're teaching this at our own peril.
Yeah, you know, and obviously to put this into full context for the benefit of the listening audience, when she was driving down through Long Island, what she first saw were some pickup trucks that had some Trump bumper stickers and some flags. And as she continued to drive to her destination, she saw some homes that had flags, and she saw some other pickup trucks with no bumper stickers with flags. And she began to, in her comments, associate and conflate all of these together as though these were all Trump individuals. And, you know, so for me, it seems as though this Trump derangement syndrome continues on, where they only associate those that have any kind of patriotic sense in this country as being supporters of Trump. And in addition to that, what I glean from this is that this is the continuation of the cancellation of the flag. And I don't know how anyone... I don't know how anyone else can interpret this any differently than that.
Yeah, even if they have Trump signs, so what? People have every right to support Trump and or like Trump. You know, 75 million Americans at least voted for him. I live in a part of the country where people are very liberal. There are, you know, Biden-Harris signs everywhere. It doesn't bother me in the least. It is their right to do that. It is their freedom. I celebrate their freedom, their ability to say they voted for Biden and they won Biden. You know, this idea that the 75 million people who voted for Trump because they like his policies, there's something wrong with them, that they're deplorable in some sort of way. It's self-defeating, really, because if you don't like half your country, you have a problem.
Yeah. And that, you know, what she's saying as well is that everyone should continue to be distressed. Now, in complete transparency as well, I don't know if you remember this particular woman, Myra Gay. She was the same woman that really went after Bloomberg when Bloomberg was getting ready to spend the $500 million, remember, on behalf of the Democratic Party in order to defeat Trump. And she thought it would be a better idea if he took that $500 million and gave every American $1 million. And if you recall, there's 327 million people in this country. And so she may be a good writer, I don't know, but she sucks at math pretty good, because 500 million doesn't go into 320, doesn't equate to $1 million for 327 million people.
Oh, I had forgotten that was her. That was quite funny. And it does show a little bit of a problem with our logical thinking, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that was the same woman, you know. So, I mean, I guess that kind of explains it, you know. And I wonder if she went to the same school of thought as Dr. Aruna Kalant. Kilanani, you know, the Yale University psychiatrist, had said that this is the psychopathic problem of the white mind, you know, because she even introduces the race component relative to this, you know, waving of the flag. And I mean, and it's just, it seems as though we can't get out of this sphere, you know, this circular argument of you know, whether or not it's going to be Trump related, race related, or whatever it may be. There always has to be some underlying reason other than just saying that we're patriots for our country, that we want to be a cheerleader for our country. We want our country to succeed.
This is the problem, the fundamental problem with critical race theory, is that it puts race at the center of everything. It analyzes all of life through the prism of race. This conversation, everything that, you know, the cowboy hat that's sitting on my desk right now is about race. And that is a silly way of looking at things and a very reductive way of looking at things. We have to go back to this idea that government should have equal, the citizens should have equal protection under the law, that government should dispense resources and policies in a color blind fashion. We're getting away from that with the Biden-Harris administration and their push on equity, which is the opposite to them, is a corrupted meaning of the word, the opposite of equality. We have to start centering race less in our lives, but that's what many people want to do at the moment, and I think it's going to lead nowhere good.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that she also goes on to say that you know, folks fear, a large percentage of the American population fear sharing democracy with others. And I kind of find that mystifying, because a lot of these same progressive media pundits like Don Lemon just the other day said, this isn't about democracy and being fair-minded. This is about control. Let's just call it for what it is. So there are those on both sides of the aisle that believe the very same thing. I say this all the time. The two-party system is the best and worst thing about this country. We can reach compromise when we so desire. We don't have a plurality government that makes it a little bit more difficult. But the worst part about it is it's about the two parties and it's all about control.
Yeah, I have to go back and look at Lemon's comments, which I hadn't heard. I favor the two-party system. I have lived in Europe many years, and I think coalition politics are not really conducive to anything good, but especially if you're a superpower where you need to take decisive action. And I think having the two-party system forces the parties to create compromises within itself, right? Where the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are themselves coalitions. This is the problem that the Democrats are having at the moment, trying to reconcile what old-style liberals, you know, people with whom you and I actually have a lot of agreement with, and the socialist far left of their party, the Squad and so on, which really is a new appearance on the American political system. We used to play politics between the 40-yard lines, but now with Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar and AOC, we're now no longer within the 40 yards. You're right. That is a problem.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing it unfold in Israel right now with the plurality government that they have there, where everyone's negotiating with one leader, and then within the blink of an eye, he's gone. Yeah, you know, and it's... it's an interesting dynamic, so to speak, to see how that can possibly, you know, happen, especially when, like you said, when you're a superpower country, one that's a huge ally for a number of folks in Western Europe and obviously the United States.
Yeah, we'll see how things work out there. I mean, they face an everyday existential problem. You know, they're surrounded by enemies who want to kill every Israeli and drive them into the sea. You know, we're lucky in that we have two huge oceans, and then Canada and Mexico. I imagine if we have next to us a country that all it did all day long, the government, like Hamas, is trying to devise a way to kill us. You have to pity Israel, and you have to support Israel, because it is an oasis of democracy, capitalism, and liberty in the middle of a very troubled region.
Yeah. And not unlike the experience they've had there, we've had similar experience here in this country. There have been atrocious things occur under the banner of our flag But that doesn't call for us to disrespect that flag, because under that same flag, we've remediated same, right?
Right. I mean, so look, what I say is America is imperfect, and anything on earth is going to be imperfect, right? Man is flawed. We are fallen. We have bad things about us. So we're not going to have perfection on this earth, and anybody who expects perfection on this earth, a utopia, will end up in a very bad place. Having said that, you have to agree with Lincoln that this is still the best place for man on earth, that's best hope for man on earth. It has, for all its problems, it has produced the greatest level of prosperity, liberty, and human flourishing ever in the history of mankind. So let's hold off a little bit before we think we should transform the entire thing and throw away the old model.
Absolutely. Mike Gonzalez, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate your time and your insight, and have a great week and a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot for the call.
All righty, sir. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'd love to hear from you. What does it mean when you fly the flag? Do you think that this is just a continuation of the Trump derangement syndrome? Is it another step closer to the cancellation of the flag? And do we have to consistently and constantly conflate all of these issues in order to mean something that it ordinarily is not? Did you ever relate, the display of the flag to ownership of something? I hadn't. We'll be right back. Would love to hear from you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.